Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Easter. I mean, Joshua, this is the red letter day.
It is.
Every single day. And, you know, it's just one of those stories that you have got to read John 20. If you read anything else, this really tells the story. I love the fact that we just begin. It's very early in the morning, as you know. That is the best time of the day.
Right.
And it's actually before sunrise. And Mary Magdalene, who had been so changed by Jesus that she had been a prostitute, and then she'd become his disciple, and she's making her way to the tomb. And I can only imagine the quietness of the early morning. She has grief, and she's just trudging up that hill. And she gets there, and she sees that where he's been placed, his body's been placed in this tomb, and the rock that had been put in, this huge stone, it's not like a pebble, it's this huge stone that sealed the entrance, it's gone. And she sees that his body is gone, and so she just, like, is empowered to run. And so here she's been trudging up, and then she goes running down, and she goes and tells Peter and the other disciple, who was John, and she told them someone has taken Jesus's body. And so interesting, because then those two disciples go running, and John just kind of looks in and sees everything, and Peter goes bolting in and sees that his grave clothes, the clothes that they had put him in, were gone, and the burial cloth, it's so interesting, that they put over the head, is folded up because it was no longer needed.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy moment. And, you know, it's interesting because it kind of sets this picture for John and Peter looking and kind of being puzzled. And we were talking earlier about this off the air about how interesting it is that it says that they puzzled, they left and went back to their homes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's like, what? You know, okay, we'll just go back home.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very interesting thought. And you know, and I think, you know, what would I do? Maybe I would go back to my home. But Mary comes back to the tomb, and she looked inside, and she sees these two angels in white robes. And that would be an incredible thing as well, after all that you've seen. And they asked her, "Why are you crying?" And she answered them. She said, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him."
Yeah, I can't even imagine. She'd gone back there, obviously, because she needed to be where he had been.
Right.
And just the grief that she had. And I can't imagine standing there, and you're just filled with grief. And then all of a sudden, you're speaking to, obviously, these, you know, heavenly beings that they're lit up. And
right.
I've never encountered one, so I don't know exactly, but I'm sure. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so she's there. And so she's just in this awe thing. And then she turns around, and she hears who she thinks is the gardener say, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" And she explains to who she thinks is the gardener that someone has taken Jesus's body away. And the most profound moment occurs. The first name that's ever called out when Jesus has now risen, and he says, "Mary." And I just think that had to have echoed all throughout history. And immediately she recognizes that Jesus is alive and Jesus is standing right in front of her.
Mary left after meeting with Jesus and gave the first Easter message: "I have seen the Lord." You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.